This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achao, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1945.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Who's Talkin' on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Welcome, welcome, ACC and Wahoo fans. Frank and Hobbo in the studio. And this has been a wild and woolly weekend. And Monday is a carryover of all the crazy things that happened in the basketball world with the NCAA hoops. I mean,
I was telling my wife, you know, it used to be this time of year you had the coaching magical musical chairs. Now you got the players doing the same thing. So
players are going crazy.
Everybody's moving.
Well, let's first talk about the NCAA tournament. Thankfully, Miami defeated Houston and then defeated Texas, and they advanced to the Final Four. So the ACC is represented once again in the Final Four.
And interestingly, the ACC is the only Power Five conference represented. After we heard all year long that the Big 12 was the
the mighty Big Ten and mighty Purdue that. That fell right
out. Went out early.
All right. Let's talk about the other teams. Surprisingly, San Diego State beat Creighton in what was truly a rock fight. I've never seen teams throw up more bricks in my whole life. And then the referees got involved and they threw some bricks.
I did not see that game.
What a horrible way. That thing should have gone to overtime just so the fans could say they saw the longest, most horrible Elite Eight game of all time. Florida Atlantic fooled everyone after beating Tennessee and then Kansas State, which surprised me.
Yeah, I expected.
They advanced the Final Four. Florida Atlantic down in Boca Raton, where how do you get these guys to play basketball when they're in Boca Raton?
Well, interesting. You got Boca Raton and Miami represented in the Final Four.
Shocking, Hobbo.
So a nice weather must be an attraction.
Florida Atlantic, number 9 seed. San Diego State, a 5 seed. They will play at 6:09 p.m. this coming Saturday night. And then Miami on the other side, which is the 5 seed from their bracket, will play UConn. And UConn looks ferocious to me. The Huskies are playing at a high level. Hobbo and I were talking about it. And really, I think the UConn-Miami game is basically the championship game.
You would think so, but this tournament has been so wacky. I hope for the sake of CBS and those of us that will watch the game a week from tonight that it's a competitive, good game. You don't want to blow out in the national title game. But, yeah, certainly experts would think Connecticut-Miami winner wins the whole thing. But let's get on to our guest.
And all right,
First time I will say, don't tune in next week at 6 o'clock. We're on at 5 o'clock. We'll mention that several times.
Yes, next week's show starts at 5. A normal start time for our show is 6 o'clock. Tonight we have Scott German and Chris Graham. Scott has written for a variety of publications, including the Daily Progress, and most recently, since like 2008, he's been writing for the Augusta Free Press, where our other guest, who's also online right now, Chris Graham, I believe, is the editor, and we are delighted to have both these men. We had fun interviewing them down at the ACC tournament in Greensboro, and so this is
German and Graham Part 2, and hopefully we survive this, Habbo.
I think we will. I think they will. They're good guys and very knowledgeable.
All right, the first question, and we're going to start with Scott first. Scott, please tell everyone what happened today regarding UVA basketball.
Well, Frank, and hello, Frank, and Habbo. Hope you're doing well today.
We're trying.
I'm sure there's a lot of UVA fans that are with me earlier today opening the window contemplating jumping out. Of course, with me, it wouldn't have done any good because I'm about 4 feet off the ground. Frank, we talked earlier, the Trout transfer was rumored for basically the last week. And then shortly after, Shedrick, which probably shouldn't come as a surprise, but I think it still did, considering he had a really good final couple games, as it turns out, in his UVA career. But I guess this is just the new normal in college basketball. And unfortunately for us old school folks, it's kind of hard to digest this and to think that there's no loyalty at all whatsoever with the current college players. And it's kind of sad to see this new phase of college basketball.
Yeah, you're right. Between the transfer portal and the NIL, the nature of the game has changed significantly. But, Chris, I know you have a list of some guys from the portal. Now, obviously, Virginia now has lost the entire front court because Gardner and Vanderplas ran out of eligibility. Caffaro had left a few days ago, and now Trout and Shedrick. So we're starting from scratch. You've got some names. Give us a little information of who the staff is looking at to try to replace some of these people.
Well, I mean, Ryan Dunn is back. He'll be back. I'm saying that now on Monday at 6:10 p.m. He looks like he'll be back. The freshman who averaged 12.9 minutes per game. And then there is an incoming four-star recruit in the post, Blake Buchanan, from the Pacific Northwest. So there's a couple of guys that are young that can be built around. But, yeah, you know, Tony Bennett and the staff had been reaching out. I think the fact that they've been reaching out to so many guys in the portal is maybe an indication that they've gotten in their postseason exit interviews with both Isaac Trout and Caden Shedrick that maybe this was coming, today was coming at some point. There are some good names out there, and actually guys who fit pretty well, at least a couple of the guys. One guy that Virginia fans may kind of remember, Albany played at Virginia late in December. 6'10 freshman Jonathan Beagle from Albany, who played in that game, Virginia won that game by 20 points. He averaged 12.4 points a game, 7.5 rebounds a game. He can shoot the three, shot 50% from the field overall. There's also a kid from Austin Peay, a sophomore, Elijah Hutchins Everett, another guy who can shoot the three, 11.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, shot over 30% from three-point range. He's had contact from Virginia, among other schools. And then a 6'8 kid from Merrimack, a senior actually, a four-year starter, Jordan Miner. He's the most established of these guys who've gotten contact from Virginia so far. 17.4 points, 9.4 rebounds, 51% from the field this year. Merrimack is that school that actually won the Northeast Conference, but they weren't eligible to play because they're still making the transition from Division II to Division I, the same conference that Fairleigh Dickinson came from, Fairleigh Dickinson, the team that upset Purdue in the first round. So a young man from that conference has gotten some contact. And I would expect there will be more. We just, those are the names you've been hearing so far of bigs that Virginia's reached out to.
Chris, what was the name of the fellow at Austin Peay, and how tall is he?
Austin Peay, the sophomore, Elijah Hutchins Everett. He's 6'11". And, again, one thing that stands out about him and also the 6'10 guy from Albany, Jonathan Beagle, they both have a good range. They both are adept three-point shooters, which seems to be something, you know, what we saw with Ben Vanderplas this year, something that Tony Bennett really values out of a five.
All right, so looking at all this news, and I want to clarify something. It is my understanding from everything I read today that Caden Shedrick is actually already entered the portal. Isaac Trout announced that he was entering, or he had the intention of entering the portal. Now, you know, the quarterback at North Carolina and the 6'11 big man Armando Bacot
they announced their intentions last year and this fall, respectively, and they got NIL money from North Carolina. Is Trout potentially trying to squeeze UVA for some NIL money? And that seems to be the new game these days. Or is he just truly homesick for his girlfriend at Creighton?
I'll take that one, Frank. It seems like from his statement today that he made on social media that he is going to go home. He's from Nebraska. He hasn't announced a destination. He said he wants to go closer to home. So Nebraska could be in play, the Big Ten, Creighton could be in play, a school that was just in the Elite Eight. It seems like it's pretty clear. I don't know that he's going to squeeze Virginia for too much NIL money. I don't think there's a lot of NIL money out there. We're not Miami or some of those other schools that are NIL factories yet.
Hey, Scott, let me direct this one to you. The one concern I would have about having several transfers come in and have to play or impact the team immediately is through the years, it has taken a while for newcomers to get used to Tony's system.
Particularly big men. Get that right.
Well, both. Yeah. I even thought Franklin was a little suspect on defense last year. He clearly got better this year. But how is that? Can Tony make adjustments to accommodate these guys and get them integrated into the system that quickly? This is for Scott.
Well, Jim, you know, we've always heard that the Pac-Line defense is just a very complex system to learn. And I'm wondering if now's the time that Tony has to tweak that a little bit and maybe uncomplicate it. I don't know what that procedure would be, but it would seem to me if you're asking transfers to come in, then you're certainly not expecting them to sit on the bench to learn. Although that has proven that has happened under while Tony was here. I think it was with Anthony Gill. Chris can confirm that. But I think if we're going to ask these potential transfers to come here, they're either have to catch on to that Pac-Land defense a little quicker than normal, or Tony's going to possibly have to, I'm not going to use the word dummy down that, but maybe uncomplicate it a little bit. That's kind of my thoughts on that.
You know, I would agree with that to some extent. I also think, and I'll direct this to Chris, one of the things I've talked about in my newsletter and on the air in recent weeks has been maybe Virginia needs to speed up the Virginia offense a little bit and not wait till the last 10 seconds to initiate the final pick and roll or whatever to get a shot, because I think the team gets tired and it feels like they're always grinding. And if you're grinding on defense with the pack line and you're grinding on offense, fewer possessions, fewer shots, and unfortunately you can't really intimidate or bury your opponent, which is what Barkley referenced a couple of weeks ago on the air. What do you think about the idea of Virginia maybe speeding up the offense a little bit?
Well, Virginia averages six less possessions per game than the average NCAA team. So six possessions it adds up to, I did some math on that, it adds up to about a point of margin per game. So, you know, that's a little bit of a misnomer, but when you look at Virginia's internal stats, I did a piece on this today on AugustaFreePress.com. Virginia only gets 8% of its offense from transition, and that ranks in the bottom 10 in the nation.
Yes.
This year at least. And, you know, those are the easy buckets. Those are the layups. Those are the, you know, threes in transition that a lot of other schools get. I mean, you know, when you look at the Final Four this week, the lowest in terms of percentage of possessions being in transition is around 14%. That's San Diego State, a team that supposedly plays a lot like Virginia, but they play a lot faster than Virginia for a supposed slow team. And so Virginia could use some easier baskets, and they could use – too much of the offense comes late in the shot clock. According to HoopMath.com, 19.9% of Virginia's possessions are shots within the last 5 seconds of the shot clock, and that's a much higher percentage than the national average. So, yeah, it probably does kind of say, and I think it goes hand in hand with the defense. You know, if the defense is going to be an issue with transfers coming in, maybe it wouldn't hurt to initiate the offense, not just initiating the offense in the half court more quickly, but also taking more opportunities to maybe push the pace a little bit.
Well, I think, and this is for Scott, I think the one thing that I would urge is when you have guys like McNeely who are good shooters, I mean, if he's got a good look with 20 seconds left on the shot clock, I think there's a lot to be said for going ahead and taking that. I think part of Tony's philosophy is to make the other team work on defense to wear them down. But Scott, while we're on the subject, I guess the other concern are Reese and Armaan Franklin solid at this point?
Javo, if I knew that, if I could answer that definitively, I'd be down in Rosie's down in Richmond tonight, and I'm ashamed to admit that.
Well, come on down. Come on down. We'll buy you an adult beverage. Just drive down to town.
Hey, you know, both you guys have seen me in UVA basketball media days. I have asked Tony half dozen times, you know, is this the year, Coach, that you're going to let the kids fast break a little bit more so they can get easier shots? And normally he would giggle and laugh, but I don't think he's giggling and laughing today. What do you think?
I'll take that. I think that it's the kind of thing where maybe just because of the fact that the transfer portal is a reality, it's not going anywhere, that, you know, you think of what Coach K did at Duke when he started embracing the one-and-done. You know, the one-and-dones that there, you know, years ago, Kyrie Irving, I think, was the first prominent one-and-done back in 2011. You know, okay, so we know because we have guys who are cycling in and out in a year or 2 years at most, we can't embed concepts offensively and defensively that can take 3 or 4 years to develop and learn and that kind of thing. So if you give me effort on defense, I will give you freedom on offense. I think, you know, I mean, that might be the reality of where basketball is now in the one in the transfer portal era. And at Virginia, you know, maybe that's where Tony needs to adapt a little bit. Give me effort on defense, and I'll give you freedom on offense.
Well, I always say, you know, on the currency, it says, in God we trust. In the Virginia basketball family, we always say, in Tony we trust. So I'm at least confident he's going to figure it out and make the adjustments necessary. But, gentlemen, once more, you've been terrific. We thank you for your time again tonight, and we'll do this again somewhere down the road. All right, Scott German and Chris Graham from the Augusta Free Press. When we come back after these messages, we've got Dr. Jody Smith from Ortho Virginia with the Ortho Injury Report. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
eight Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away two Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
That's how we play at Sound Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank. Serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's Talking is now back in action and second segment tonight. And we're looking for a call from Dr. Jody Smith, the famous orthopedic surgeon, who has been a great friend, contributor, ally, sponsor, and general all-around great guy.
And most importantly, he's now on the phone.
Jody, welcome to Who's Talking Today.
Hey, guys, this is a little impromptu, but I'm glad I could be a part of it.
Well, we're glad you could join us. Dr. O decided to go out of the country and just completely forget about us, so his name is Mud. He is now Dr. Mud. All right. I'm just kidding. We love Dr. O.
At least that's easier to pronounce.
It is, Dr. Mud. All right, Jody, so in the Zoom call with head coach Tony Elliott of the UVA football team, he revealed that cornerback was a big issue, and they were trying to transition a few safeties to help shore up the depth at cornerback, and he mentioned the fact that Elijah Gaines has a hip flexor, but he's healing up nicely. I've never had a hip flexor. I don't know what a hip flexor is. I guarantee you most everyone listening to the show tonight has no idea. Please enlighten us.
Sure. Yeah, so hip flexor injuries are not uncommon. They see them a lot of times in kind of early off season. It's, you know, basically the muscle, you know, surprisingly, the muscle that flexes your hip. But in general, it's a sprinter's injury and it's a runner's injury. And so when you kind of accelerate and start to kind of bring your leg up to drive, it's the muscle that brings your kind of hip and flexes it. And so aggressive motion will cause it to be strained. And unfortunately, it's one of those muscles kind of like hamstrings and quads where if you don't give it appropriate time to rest, it's really easy to re-injure. And so people will kind of feel better. They'll try to go back too soon. And then if you aggressively contract it, you re-injure and you start the process over. So normally it's about a 6-week recovery, depending on kind of how bad the injury is. And so, you know, he'll probably struggle for the rest of spring ball with it, but it won't be anything that'll keep him out come summertime.
Thank goodness. By the way, I now understand why Habba was always hobbling down the hallway here at Odyssey.com. I think he has a hip flexor.
Well, be careful now. I have two hips installed by Ortho Virginia, but now it was Vince Dalton, not Jody, so I've learned that lesson.
Vince said, I'm retiring. I'm getting out of here before Hobgood comes back.
Yeah, I'm going to give Jody a chance at my final knee here before too long. You know, I got a lot of bad joints, but I'm as good as new thanks to Ortho Virginia, so I would recommend anybody, you know, go get a few new joints. You know, you can't get through security at airports, but other than that, it's all good.
That sounds like a very misleading thing there. All right. Jody, I hope you are doing well. Are you seeing anything unusual in your practice these days?
Yeah, no. I mean, we're getting back. Spring season is not nearly as busy as the fall is in general. You know, the soccer season and football season keeps us much busier. But you know, it's getting warm out there, so people are going out and breaking stuff. So it's always good for our business.
How are you at rebounding the basketball? All of a sudden, we have a little shortage in the front court. Are you good at cleaning the glass?
I'm not 6'11". Actually, I was wondering if you had any eligibility left, Habba, because we're going to need some big guys out there.
Hey, it's all about blocking out and getting position. You don't have to be 6'11", and a little desire to go get that basketball. That's what we need.
Yeah. I hope we find somebody who wants to do that before the season next year.
You know, I think that's the key to San Diego State. They don't have that tall a team, but they're tenacious and their guards go out and get the ball somehow. And
you know, there was a lot of talk this year, but when Vanderplas got in the lineup, that the Tony had decided to go small. He may really go small next year because we got Ryan Dunn is going to be the biggest guy we got, but he jumps well.
Blake Buchanan is 6'10". Come on,
6'10". We'll be fine. Yeah.
All right. Jody, we want to thank you and Ortho Virginia for all that you have done for us in the past, now, and also in the future. Have a great night. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jody.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah.
All right. We got a little lacrosse conversation when we come back with former UVA goalie James Ireland coming off of a huge win on the road at Notre Dame on Saturday. So stay tuned. Lacrosse and more Olympic news coming on the second half of the show.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come.
It's hard to stop a train, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and Blue serving you since 1968.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. We got James Ireland on deck to talk a little lacrosse, and we will remind you again, but next week's show begins at 5 o'clock. So we're on early next week, so make sure you make a mental note of that, or maybe a physical note, so you don't tune in at 6 o'clock and you hear us sign off. That's not good. You don't want to hear.
And by the way, we have invited the athletic director, Carl Williams, to join us, and we have a standing offer to head baseball coach Brian O'Connor of, I believe they're now the number five UVA baseball team.
After the sweep of the Noles over the weekend.
22-2 right now. That's pretty sweet.
Not too shabby. And we've also reached out to Todd DeSorbo, the men's and women's swimming and diving coach, and recently won their third, the women won their third consecutive national title. So Todd has done a terrific job in his tenure
in Charlottesville, but let's talk a little lacrosse now.
Finally! Gosh!
We love lacrosse. Particularly right. After a big win. You know, Maryland the week before was not so good, but Saturday was good.
You know what happened? I'm going to tell you. I was at the Maryland game. Maryland is a ferocious defending champion, and they may have lost some players to graduation and whatever else, but they played hard.
They have the pride of a champion.
They do, and Virginia gave them their best shot, and Virginia had three shots on goal in overtime and could have won that game easily. Nevertheless, Virginia lost 13-14, and then they must have had a great week of practice, James, because on Saturday, UVA revealed their A game, and they whooped a very good, previously unbeaten Notre Dame team in South Bend, 15-10. What do you make of that?
Don't forget it was snowing there in the field.
Yes.
So that was a little different than the week before, albeit a little windy at the Maryland game.
Yep.
I think they had something to prove. I think they didn't like being knocked off by Maryland off the pedestal, and Notre Dame, you know, in the interim, claimed that pedestal. Now Virginia's back on it. I believe they're number one again in some of the polls. So that's a positive. It's a great place to be, and you know I'm sure they're looking and preparing for Friday night against Duke.
Yeah, this Friday night, Klockner Stadium. Be there, aloha. 5:00 faceoff. And let me tell you something. Duke is number four according to most polls. They're 9-1. This will also be a fantastic game. I think there's going to be a lot of scrappiness, and the two coaches, they might be smiling and shaking hands pregame and postgame, but these guys would very much like to beat each other like a rented mule. Handicap this game and just give us some idea what you expect as Peyton Cormier gets healthier, as Matthew Nunes in goal appears to be finding his A game. Is it perfect timing for the Virginia Cavaliers as they host the Blue Devils?
I sure hope so. I was looking at some of the cumulative stats for both teams, and there are some really even matchups when I think about the offense. I mean, Connor with 45 points, 14 goals, 31 assists. Then there's gentleman on Duke, Brendan O'Neill, who has scored 29 goals with 23 assists. So I kind of equate them as, you know, they're both the deal makers. Either one of them have a great day, consider their team in the win column. And then Dixon, right? Xander Dixon came out this week with 6 goals, mostly fed from Connor. He's a little jitterbug on the crease. You know, look to him to continue to score. He's only got 8 assists on his 40 points for the season. But on the flip side, Duke's got a kid, Dyson Williams. All he does is score. 33 goals, 1 assist. So he's a bit of a black hole for them.
Wow.
So they're some pretty even matchups. And even when you look down the line, as far as the rest of the stats, they're pretty even. One of the things that I'm a little concerned with is that when you look at the roster for Duke, they've got 7 guys with 30-plus points. UVA's only got 4. So
right.
They have potentially a little bit of a deeper bench and a little more prolific scoring on their side. But we've got the Velociraptors on defense, and hopefully they'll be able to shut them down.
James, let me back up to Notre Dame just for a second. And you, obviously, as a former goaltender or as knowledgeable as anybody on this, but Matt Nunes seemed to have a better game against Notre Dame. What did you think?
He did. Absolutely, he did. I think he kind of pulled himself up by the bootstraps after the Maryland game, where he was a little bit shaky. I'm sure he worked on a few of the finer points. Looked like he saw the ball a little bit better. I still get a little concerned with him dropping and maybe not attacking the ball as much as I think he should. But you know, he came out and he played, and that was the difference. I mean, from a save percentage, we were +3, ground balls +7, face-offs +5. Each one of those very small, but cumulatively, they led to a nice win.
You know, Virginia's got a variety of players that are true glue guys and are very important. And when you talk to Coach Tiffany, Lars Tiffany, he tends to throw these names out there like Noah Chismar, Peter Garneau, Grayson Saliday, Griffin Schutz. He mentions these guys, and Scott Bauer is another name that gets popped out there. We focus all the time on, obviously, Connor Schellenberger. This one kid, Xander Dixon, he couldn't weigh 160 pounds. He's he's all bones, the guy, but he's fast. He's Forrest Gump fast. He just flat out, you know, it looks like the film is being sped up. And this kid, McIntosh, who subbed in this year when Cormier was hurt, they tried him in midfield a little bit, and he looked pretty good. Had an unassisted goal at one point. This kid, Thomas McConvey, can play. And when you talk about the Velociraptors, you're talking about Cade Sosted and Cole Kastner. These guys are, you know, I think they're more like pterodactyls. They sort of swoop down on top on their opponent. And you see these if the attackman is not 6'2", they panic. They start backing up, and they try to find some avenue to throw the ball and just get it out of their stick. And, I mean, who are some of your favorite players in this team? Because this is a very fascinating and interesting and deep Virginia team.
It is, and one of the benefits that Lars has is the ability to take some of those bigger guys, especially on the midfield, like we talked about last time I was on the show, mm-hmm. and you know they've got great sticks. Maybe they were earmarked or played attack when they were growing up, but he has the ability to run them out of the midfield line, adding some additional firepower. And those guys that you mentioned, like Garneau and Schultz and McIntosh, those guys are, and McConvey, those guys are just coming into their own. I think with more playing time, they're going to be able to step up. And I mean, that's the tier two for UVA, and that's a heck of a tier two to have.
You know, we haven't mentioned Evan Zinn, who's number zero. He's fascinating to me. He transferred into Virginia, and sometimes he gets that the clear assignment to take the ball from deep in the defensive end and just take off and run down the field and beat the ride. Lately, he seems to be staying on the field a little bit longer on offense occasionally, and he's getting some shots on goal. I think Virginia and Duke this Friday is definitely a preview of what the Final Four weekend is going to look like. I think these two teams, you know, great Scott, they got 16 wins between them already and only two losses. And you got two coaches that are Hall of Fame. I expect fireworks.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I mean, Duke's put up over 470 shots to date on their season. UVA's only got 390.
Wow.
Just shy of 390. So they're going to come at and they're going to test Nunes like I think he hasn't been tested before. You know, granted, they like UVA, have had a couple of layups. You know, we had the Harvard game where we could have probably scored 40. You know, but they've had their fair share of those warm-up type games as well. I think when you look kind of the future in the next month, they've got Duke on Friday, Carolina, who's having a bit of an average to off year, but they're always a sleeper. And they come back and play Duke again down in Durham, then Cuse, right? And then eventually they're going to end their season, their regular season at least, against Notre Dame in Charlottesville. And I'll put the plug today and for the rest of the time before we hit that game that if any of you football players out there reach out to those younger guys, I want to do what Notre Dame did to us. I don't know if you heard, but their football team came out after practice and they really caused a ruckus right as halftime was over and starting up and really gave some energy to the team.
There were about 3,000 fans, according to estimates, in very cold, windy, and then it snowed in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's an exciting environment. I think the players, you know, probably love that, right?
Oh, yeah. And the field at Notre Dame, Arlotta Stadium, is similar. I don't think as good, but similar to Klockner. It's got the berm, as they were calling it, or the hill, and the stands on one side. You know, it's an electric atmosphere. You know, 3,000 there, I mean, I just look at the student body of how many people UVA has versus Notre Dame, and I mean we've got what, 4 to 5 times the enrollment, so we better be packing those.
You know,
fans.
I always find it fascinating. Yes. You know, lacrosse. You know, you really do get a variety of weather during the season. You start in February where it can be cold and snowy, and by hopefully on Memorial Day when we play for the national title, it could be very hot. But you mentioned the schedule. You play Duke, and then 2 weeks from now you play Duke again down there. Does that present any particular challenge, or is it just you play whoever's on the schedule next?
It's whoever's on the schedule next. I think that Lars, like most coaches out there, take one game at a time. Let's go get over this hump, and then we'll face the next one. Playing two teams in a season, though, that, you know, and potentially, I mean, it potentially could be three when you think about. Actually, they're not having the ACC this year.
That's right.
I was going to say in the ACC tournament, it could have been a third, but yeah, it's tough playing the same team multiple times in a season because there is that "I got you, you get me" type back and forth. But good teams will overcome that.
Well, certainly Notre Dame, we're playing them twice, Duke twice in a regular season. They could certainly encounter each other in the NCAA tournament somewhere along the line. So it might be three times for one of these teams.
Let's hope that would be in the Final Four. All right, James, we're going to let you go, and thank you for joining us tonight. As always, you are fantastic, and we hope you and your family are doing well. I know your son is up at UVA having a ball, right?
Yep, he is. Well, and always a pleasure talking with you, gentlemen.
Take care, James.
Thanks,
be good.
James.
All right, we're going to break. When we come back, Frank and Hubba are going to talk about the Olympic sports, as well as we're going to handicap the Final Four. Stay with Who's Talking. Continue shortly.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6683.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Jeff McDonald.
McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, Who's Talking is back. Segment four tonight, and we're going to have a lot of fun with this. We're going to talk about Olympic sports at the University of Virginia. And Hobbo has, has an announcement about Terry Holland.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
All your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a train, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces. Whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. 888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612 1947.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. We got James Ireland on deck to talk a little lacrosse, and we will remind you again, but next week's show begins at 5 o'clock. So we're on early next week, so make sure you make a mental note of that, or maybe a physical note, so you don't tune in at 6 o'clock and you hear us sign off. That's not good. You don't want to hear.
And by the way, we have invited the athletic director, Carl Williams, to join us, and we have a standing offer to head baseball coach Brian O'Connor of, I believe they're now the number five UVA baseball team.
After the sweep of the Noles over the weekend.
22-2 right now. That's pretty sweet.
Not too shabby. And we've also reached out to Todd DeSorbo, the men's and women's swimming and diving coach, and recently won their third, the women won their third consecutive national title. So Todd has done a terrific job in his tenure in Charlottesville, but let's talk a little lacrosse now.
Finally! Gosh!
We love lacrosse, particularly after a big win. You know, Maryland the week before was not so good, but Saturday was good.
You know what happened? I'm going to tell you. I was at the Maryland game. Maryland is a ferocious defending champion, and they may have lost some players to graduation and whatever else, but they played hard.
They have the pride of a champion.
They do. And Virginia gave them their best shot. And Virginia had three shots on goal in overtime and could have won that game easily. Nevertheless, Virginia lost 13-14. And then they must have had a great week of practice, James, because on Saturday, UVA revealed their A game, and they whooped a very good, previously unbeaten Notre Dame team in South Bend, 15-10. What do you make of that?
Don't forget it was snowing there in the field.
Yes.
So that was a little different than the week before, albeit a little windy at the Maryland game.
Yep.
I think they had something to prove. I think they didn't like being knocked off by Maryland off the pedestal, and Notre Dame, you know, in the interim claimed that pedestal. Now Virginia's back on it. I believe they're number one again in some of the polls. So that's a positive. It's a great place to be, and you know, I'm sure they're looking and preparing for Friday night against Duke.
Yeah, this Friday night, Klockner Stadium. Be there, aloha. 5 o'clock face-off. And let me tell you something. Duke is number four according to most polls. They're 9-1. This will also be a fantastic game. I think there's going to be a lot of scrappiness, and the two coaches, they might be smiling and shaking hands pregame and postgame, but these guys would very much like to beat each other like a rented mule. Handicap this game and just give us some idea what you expect as Peyton Cormier gets healthier, as Matthew Nunes in goal appears to be finding his A game. Is it perfect timing for the Virginia Cavaliers as they host the Blue Devils?
I sure hope so. I was looking at some of the cumulative stats for both teams, and there are some really even matchups when I think about the offense. I mean, Connor with 45 points, 14 goals, 31 assists. Then there's gentleman on Duke, Brendan O'Neill, who has scored 29 goals with 23 assists. So I kind of equate them as, you know, they're both the deal makers. Either one of them have a great day, consider their team in the win column. And then Dixon, right? Xander Dixon came out this week with 6 goals, mostly fed from Connor. He's a little jitterbug on the crease. You know, look to him to continue to score. He's only got 8 assists on his 40 points for the season. But on the flip side, Duke's got a kid, Dyson Williams. All he does is score. 33 goals, 1 assist. So he's a bit of a black hole for them.
Wow.
So they're some pretty even matchups. And even when you look down the line, as far as the rest of the stats, they're pretty even. One of the things that I'm a little concerned with is that when you look at the roster for Duke, they've got 7 guys with 30 plus points. UVA's only got 4. So
right.
They have potentially a little bit of a deeper bench and a little more prolific scoring on their side. But we've got the Velociraptors on defense, and hopefully they'll be able to shut them down.
James, let me back up to Notre Dame just for a second. And you, obviously, as a former goaltender or as knowledgeable as anybody on this, but Matt Nunes seemed to have a better game against Notre Dame. What did you think?
He did. Absolutely, he did. I think he kind of pulled himself up by the bootstraps after the Maryland game, where he was a little bit shaky. I'm sure he worked on a few of the finer points. Looked like he saw the ball a little bit better. I still get a little concerned with him dropping and maybe not attacking the ball as much as I think he should. But you know, he came out and he played, and that was the difference. I mean, from a save percentage, we were +3, ground balls +7, face-offs +5. Each one of those very small, but cumulatively, they led to a nice win.
You know, Virginia's got a variety of players that are true glue guys and are very important. And when you talk to Coach Tiffany, Lars Tiffany, he tends to throw these names out there like Noah Chismar, Peter Garno, Grayson Saliday, Griffin Schutz. He mentions these guys, and Scott Bauer is another name that gets popped out there. We focus all the time on, obviously, Connor Schellenberger. This one kid, Xander Dixon, he couldn't weigh 160 pounds. He's all bones, the guy, but he's fast. He's Forrest Gump fast. He just flat out, you know, it looks like the film is being sped up. And this kid, McIntosh, who subbed in this year when Cormier was hurt, they tried him in midfield a little bit, and he looked pretty good. Had an unassisted goal at one point. This kid Thomas McConvey can play, and when you talk about the Velociraptors, you're talking about Cade Sosted and Cole Kastner. These guys are, you know, I think they're more like pterodactyls. They sort of swoop down on top on their opponent, and you see these if the attackman is not 6'2". They panic. They start backing up, and they try to find some avenue to throw the ball and just get it out of their stick. And I mean, who are some of your favorite players in this team? Because this is a very fascinating and interesting and deep Virginia team.
It is, and one of the benefits that Lars has is the ability to take some of those bigger guys, especially on the midfield, like we talked about last time I was on the show, and you know they've got great sticks. Maybe they were earmarked or played attack when they were growing up, but he has the ability to run them out of the midfield line, adding some additional firepower. And those guys that you mentioned, like Garneau and Schultz and McIntosh, those guys are, and McConvey, those guys are just coming into their own. I think with more playing time, they're going to be able to step up. And I mean, that's the tier two for UVA, and that's a heck of a tier two to have.
You know, we haven't mentioned Evan Zinn, who's number zero. He's fascinating to me. He transferred into Virginia, and sometimes he gets the clear assignment to take the ball from deep in the defensive end and just take off and run down the field and beat the ride. Lately, he seems to be staying on the field a little bit longer on offense occasionally, and he's getting some shots on goal. I think Virginia and Duke this Friday is definitely a preview of what the Final Four weekend is going to look like. I think these two teams, you know, great Scott, they got 16 wins between them already and only two losses. And you got two coaches that are Hall of Fame. I expect fireworks.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I mean, Duke's put up over 470 shots to date on their season. UVA's only got 390.
Wow.
Just shy of 390. So they're going to come at and they're going to test Nunes like I think he hasn't been tested before. You know, granted, they like UVA, have had a couple of layups. You know, we had the Harvard game where we could have probably scored 40. You know, but they've had their fair share of those warm-up type games as well. I think when you look kind of the future in the next month, they've got Duke on Friday, Carolina, who's having a bit of an average to off year, but they're always a sleeper. And they come back and play Duke again down in Durham, then Cuse, right? And then eventually they're going to end their season, their regular season at least, against Notre Dame in Charlottesville. And I'll put the plug today and for the rest of the time before we hit that game that if any of you football players out there reach out to those younger guys, I want to do what Notre Dame did to us. I don't know if you heard, but their football team came out after practice and they really caused a ruckus right as halftime was over and starting up and really gave some energy to the team.
There were about 3,000 fans according to estimates in very cold, windy, and then it snowed in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's an exciting environment. I think the players, you know, probably love that, right?
Oh, yeah. And the field at Notre Dame, Arlotta Stadium, is similar. I don't think as good, but similar to Klockner. It's got the berm, as they were calling it, or the hill, and the stands on one side. You know, it's an electric atmosphere. You know, 3,000 there, I mean, I just look at the student body of how many people UVA has versus Notre Dame, and I mean we've got what 4 to 5 times the enrollment, so we better be packing those.
You know, I always find it fascinating. You know, lacrosse. You know, you really do get a variety of weather during the season. You start in February where it can be cold and snowy, and by hopefully on Memorial Day when we play for the national title, it could be very hot. But you mentioned the schedule. You play Duke, and then 2 weeks from now you play Duke again down there. Does that present any particular challenge, or is it just you play whoever's on the schedule next?
It's whoever's on the schedule next. I think that Lars, like most coaches out there, take one game at a time. Let's go get over this hump, and then we'll face the next one. Playing two teams in a season, though, that you know, and potentially, I mean, potentially could be three when you think about. Actually, they're not having the ACC this year.
That's right.
I was going to say in the ACC tournament, it could have been a third, but yeah, it's tough playing the same team multiple times in a season because there is that "I got you, you get me" type back and forth. But good teams will overcome that.
Well, certainly Notre Dame, we're playing them twice, Duke twice in the regular season. They could certainly encounter each other in the NCAA tournament somewhere along the line. So it might be three times for one of these teams.
Let's hope that would be in the Final Four. All right, James, we're going to let you go, and thank you for joining us tonight. As always, you are fantastic, and we hope you and your family are doing well. I know your son is up at UVA having a ball, right?
Yep, he is. Well, and always a pleasure talking with you, gentlemen.
Take care, James.
Thanks,
be good.
James.
All right, we're going to break. When we come back, Frank and Hubba are going to talk about the Olympic sports, as well as we're going to handicap the Final Four. Stay with Who's Talking. Continue shortly.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrop Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrop.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrop is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrop at 800-476-6683.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Tonight, Who's Talking is back. Segment four tonight, and we're going to have a lot of fun with this. We're going to talk about Olympic sports at the University of Virginia. And Hubbo has, and right now, has an announcement about Terry Holland.
Yes. Many folks have probably already heard, but on Saturday, May the 6th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at JPJ, there will be a service honoring Coach Holland's life. I think it'll be extremely well attended. My guess is it will be a who's who of Virginia basketball over the years. Who knows? Maybe we'll have, I'm sure Coach Larrañaga will be there. He may be the coach of the national champion Miami Hurricanes, which would be kind of neat.
That would be kind of interesting.
Would be good. But nevertheless, I think I wouldn't say it's going to be a fun occasion, but it'll be good to see a lot of different people support Ann Holland, Terry's wife, and his two daughters, and just pay tribute to a man that I think is universally respected and loved, and did so much for the University of Virginia, both as basketball coach and athletic director. So owe Terry a lot.
He did some great things for East Carolina, too.
Absolutely. And Davidson, where he played and was the athletic director as well. And
he made Lefty Giselle look good.
Yeah, he was a terrific player and one of Lefty's early players. I think he started as a player at Davidson in 64, and then when he finished was an assistant coach for Lefty and then became the head coach.
All right, let's move to the Olympic Sports Report. Number five, UVA baseball, and I'm going to emphasize number five because they've been steadily climbing from initially at the beginning of the season being number 19. So now they're number five, and they're 22-2 and 7-2 in the ACC. And over the weekend, the Cavaliers swept Florida State, and the scores were 3-2 in 10 innings, 12-4, 15-4 in games two and three. That's a sweep, baby, and that doesn't happen to the Seminoles very often.
First time Virginia has done it since 2013. So
that's a long time.
Almost a decade.
Number eight, UVA men's tennis on a 9-match winning streak, now 17-4, 8-0 in the ACC. Recently, they've beaten Duke, Carolina, Notre Dame, and VPI.
They had a little hiccup there for a while, but you said one of the key players was out, right?
There was a player that actually played Davis Cup.
Okay.
And he missed some matches.
So he wasn't injured, he was just absent.
He was out. Anyway, Virginia still is. Got a match coming up at Wake, a match at NC State. They host Clemson. They host Georgia Tech on Senior Day. And then the ACC Championships are on April 19th through the 23rd in Cary, North Carolina. And the NCAAs are May 5 through 8, May 12 through 13, May 18 through 20. And so those three successive weekends.
And as our listeners know, the men's tennis team is the defending national champions.
They're pretty good. This is going to be a tough year for them to do it. They lost some talent.
Back to baseball, just one announcement I saw earlier. The game tomorrow against Old Dominion was originally scheduled for 5 o'clock. They've moved that up to 3 o'clock. I think they're anticipating maybe some bad weather early in the evening.
And so ODU has 20 wins.
It's going to be a good game.
That's a very good game if you can get away. UVA men's swimming, they finished 15th at the NCAAs. And I think Coach DeSorbo has some work to build up the talent pool on the men's swimming team. As everyone knows by now, the UVA women won their third straight national title in a row, joining only three other schools ever to do that in history. So a little dynasty for the UVA women. The number 16 UVA men's golf team just finished eighth at the Linger Longer Invitational.
Easy for you to say.
It is. It would be impossible for you. That was... competed down in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Well, lager sounds like a beer. I can always talk about that.
Sure you can. All right, we already mentioned UVA Lacks defeated Notre Dame 15-10. Next up is number four Duke in Kloeckner this coming Friday. If you can get away, you should go. It's going to be fantastic. A real, batten down the hatches type of contest. All right, UVA Women's Lacks. The lacrosse team, they beat Notre Dame 16-13. So next up, they travel to Syracuse this coming Saturday. UVA women's softball swept Pitt this last weekend. They've won five in a row. Next up, they're going to play UNC, and UNC's pretty good. UVA women's tennis, 13-4 at this point, 6-2 in the ACC. They just coming off a big win, 4-3 at Florida State, in which the last two players in the court decided the match, and the Cavalier lady managed to win in the third set to prevail.
There's a lot that goes on in the spring. You just went through a lot of teams and sports there.
That's my job.
But we had a lot of success.
A lot of success.
What about the Final Four? You got the ACC represented with Miami playing a Connecticut team that's playing at a very high level, and then two teams that probably weren't in most people's bracket, San Diego State and Florida Atlantic. A lot of people have never heard of Florida Atlantic before, but they may by next Monday night. Who knows?
I guarantee you San Diego State and Florida Atlantic essentially were the bracket busters that eliminated anyone from having a perfect bracket.
Well, that probably started on the first day or so.
When first weekend.
Farley Dickinson beat Purdue. Very few people picked that one, I think.
They didn't see that coming, but they also didn't see Florida Atlantic. Who did they beat right out of the gate? I'm looking for them.
You got the whole bracket up there, but, you know, the good news about Farley Dickinson beating Purdue is we're not alone anymore as the only one to lose to a 16. We've been joined by the Boilermakers. But at any rate, it's Saturday, and of course the San Diego State Florida Atlantic game tips off first. I think that one's
6:09 p.m.
6:09, and the other game, which could be a heck of a game. I expect Miami Connecticut will be a game you're going to definitely want to be in front of the television watching.
Number 5 Miami and number 4 UConn, and UConn is tenacious, but I'll tell you something right now. Miami is loaded, and NIL money is paying for that backcourt, and they play like pros.
Yeah, Nigel Pack supposedly got $400,000 to transfer from K-State to Miami.
And Wong got $500,000.
You would think they had to give him something if they're giving Nigel that much money, and the Miller kid is terrific. Omir is just unbelievable on the glass. So, yeah, Miami is a lot of talent, and as we said, Jim Larrañaga, terrific coach, back at the Final Four for the first time since he took George Mason there in 2006.
All right, let's remind our listeners here in the final minute of tonight's show that Who's Talking returns next week at 5 o'clock, and we have standing invites to head baseball coach Brian O'Connor, athletic director Carla Williams, and I've also will be reaching out to Billy McMullen and Paul Collins to help get a little analysis
on
football.
Yeah.
Yep. Tony Elliott had a very nice Zoom call this past Saturday that I tuned in on, and there's not enough time to talk about that. But
and the spring game is April 15th, correct?
April 15th at 2 o'clock in Scott Stadium. All right, next week's show, 5 o'clock, and stay tuned. We will be promoting it in the days ahead.
We'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening, as always.
Go Hoos.
Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6683.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, Who's Talking is back. Segment four tonight, and we're going to have a lot of fun with this. We're going to talk about Olympic sports at the University of Virginia. And Habbo has, has an announcement about Terry Holland.
Yes, many folks have probably already heard, but on Saturday, May the 6th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at JPJ, there will be a service honoring Coach Holland's life. I think it'll be extremely well attended. My guess is it will be a who's who of Virginia basketball over the years. Who knows? Maybe we'll have, I'm sure Coach Larrañaga will be there. He may be the coach of the national champion Miami Hurricanes, which would be kind of neat.
That would be kind of interesting.
Would be good. But nevertheless, I think I wouldn't say it's going to be a fun occasion, but it'll be good to see a lot of different people support Ann Holland, Terry's wife, and his two daughters, and just pay tribute to a man that I think is universally respected and loved, and did so much for the University of Virginia, both as basketball coach and athletic director. So owe Terry a lot.
He did some great things for East Carolina, too.
Absolutely. And Davidson, where he played and was the athletic director as well. And
he made Lefty Giselle look good.
Yeah, he was a terrific player and one of Lefty's early players. I think he started as a player at Davidson in 64, and then when he finished was an assistant coach for Lefty and then became the head coach.
All right, let's move to the Olympic Sports Report. Number five, UVA baseball, and I'm going to emphasize number five because they've been steadily climbing from initially at the beginning of the season being number 19. So now they're number five, and they're 22-2 and 7-2 in the ACC. And over the weekend, the Cavaliers swept Florida State, and the scores were 3-2 in 10 innings, 12-4, 15-4 in games 2 and 3. That's a sweep, baby, and that doesn't happen to the Seminoles very often.
First time Virginia has done it since 2013. So
that's a long time.
Almost a decade.
Number eight, UVA men's tennis on a 9-match winning streak, now 17-4, 8-0 in the ACC. Recently, they've beaten Duke, Carolina, Notre Dame, and VPI.
They had a little hiccup there for a while, but you said one of the key players was out, right?
There was a player that actually played Davis Cup.
Okay.
And so he missed some matches.
So he wasn't injured, he was just absent.
He was out. Anyway, Virginia still is. Got a match coming up at Wake, a match at NC State. They host Clemson. They host Georgia Tech on Senior Day. And then the ACC Championships are on April 19th through the 23rd in Cary, North Carolina. And the NCAAs are May 5 through 8, May 12 through 13, May 18 through 20. And so those three successive weekends.
And as our listeners know, the men's tennis team is the defending national champions.
They're pretty good. This is going to be a tough year for them to do it. They lost some talent.
Back to baseball, just one announcement I saw earlier. The game tomorrow against Old Dominion was originally scheduled for 5 o'clock. They've moved that up to 3 o'clock. I think they're anticipating maybe some bad weather early in the evening.
And so ODU has 20 wins.
It's going to be a good game.
That's a very good game if you can get away. UVA men's swimming, they finished 15th at the NCAAs. And I think Coach DeSorbo has some work to build up the talent pool on the men's swimming team. As everyone knows by now, the UVA women won their third straight national title in a row, joining only three other schools ever to do that in history. So a little dynasty for the UVA women. The number 16 UVA men's golf team just finished 8th at the Linger Longer Invitational.
Easy for you to say.
It is. It would be impossible for you. That was... competed down in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Well, lager sounds like a beer. I can always talk about that.
Sure you can. All right, we already mentioned UVA Lacks defeated Notre Dame 15-10. Next up is number 4 Duke in Kloeckner this coming Friday. If you can get away, you should go. It's going to be fantastic. A real, batten down the hatches type of contest. All right, UVA Women's Lacks. The lacrosse team, they beat Notre Dame 16-13. So next up, they travel to Syracuse this coming Saturday. UVA women's softball swept Pitt this last weekend. They've won 5 in a row. Next up, they're going to play UNC, and UNC's pretty good. UVA women's tennis, 13-4 at this point, 6-2 in the ACC. They just coming off a big win, 4-3 at Florida State, in which the last two players in the court decided the match, and the Cavalier Lady managed to win in the third set to prevail.
There's a lot that goes on in the spring. You just went through a lot of teams and sports there.
That's my job.
But we had a lot of success.
A lot of success.
What about the Final Four? You got the ACC represented with Miami playing a Connecticut team that's playing at a very high level, and then two teams that probably weren't in most people's bracket, San Diego State and Florida Atlantic. A lot of people have never heard of Florida Atlantic before, but they may by next Monday night. Who knows?
I guarantee you San Diego State and Florida Atlantic essentially were the bracket busters that eliminated anyone from having a perfect bracket.
Well, that probably started on the first day or so.
When first weekend.
Farley Dickinson beat Purdue. Very few people picked that one, I think.
They didn't see that coming, but they also didn't see Florida Atlantic. Who did they beat right out of the gate? I'm looking for them.
Got the whole bracket up there, but, you know, the good news about Fairleigh Dickinson beating Purdue is we're not alone anymore as the only one to lose to a 16. We've been joined by the Boilermakers. But at any rate, it's Saturday, and, of course, the San Diego State-Florida Atlantic game tips off first. I think that one's going to be
6:09 p.m.
6:09, and the other game, which could be a heck of a game. I expect Miami-Connecticut will be a game you're going to definitely want to be in front of the television watching.
Number 5 Miami and number 4 UConn. And UConn is tenacious, but I'll tell you something right now. Miami is loaded, and NIL money is paying for that backcourt, and they play like pros.
Yeah, Nigel Pack got $400,000 to transfer from K-State to Miami.
And Wong got $500,000.
You would think they had to give him something if they're giving Nigel that much money. And the Miller kid is terrific. Omir is just unbelievable on the glass. So, yeah, Miami is a lot of talent. And as we said, Jim Larrañaga, terrific coach, back at the Final Four for the first time since he took George Mason there in 2006.
All right, let's remind our listeners here in the final minute of tonight's show that Who's Talking returns next week at 5 o'clock, and we have standing invites to head baseball coach Brian O'Connor, athletic director Carla Williams, and I've also will be reaching out to Billy McMullen and Paul Collins to help get a little analysis
on
football.
Yeah.
Yep. Tony Elliott had a very nice Zoom call this past Saturday that I tuned in on, and there's not enough time to talk about that. But
and the spring game is April 15th, correct?
April 15th at 2 o'clock in Scott Stadium. All right, next week's show, 5 o'clock, and stay tuned. We will be promoting it in the days ahead.
We'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening, as always.
Go Hoos.
Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.